Well, welcome once again to Legacy Leadership Alliance. I am Bishop Sean Cooper, and I tell you it's a joy to share with you here on Legacy Leadership Alliance. Legacy Leadership Alliance is a podcast dedicated to emerging generations and thought leaders for legacy transference in the marketplace, educational systems, and religious institutions. Legacy Leadership Alliance four points of light are mentorship, PK Alliance, and pastoral infrastructure. Blessings. Well, I am very, very excited to share with you this particular topic. I think it's relevant to the moment. I pray that you've been staying safe and healthy as you seek God as a leader in this time of constant transition that is going on. It's not easy when the ground is moving, but when you are fluid for God as a leader, in other words, being able to move and be mobilized as the Holy Spirit give you direction, you're gonna be okay. But listen, I wanna talk about something that I think is very relevant to the moment. I wanna talk about maintaining intergenerational leadership by creating what I call a contagious community, all right? A culture that teaches the generation to come how to win for God. It was always our responsibility as leaders and believers that we create a contagious community of Christ's passion, Christ's likeness, Christ's purpose within our children. It was absolutely never in God's intentions that there be a disconnect between one generation to the next. We should always have an insight, and that is a biblical insight as leaders, to maintain this relevance, retaining, affecting several generations, that they don't lose who Jesus is. They don't lose their purpose. They don't lose the wisdom that we're handing down. But there should be a mentoring magnet, right, that draws our kids, our grandkids, to the revelation that we know, that we have experienced concerning Christ, concerning professions, concerning wisdom, concerning principles. But there is a disconnect here. And I believe that is demonically activated. I believe that Satan has created disconnects that our kids, our children, and children are not eating from the table of the why. What is in play now is what I call diminishing influence, right? Our influence are diminishing from one generation to the next, even in our country and in the culture of our nation. Is very evident that some of the principles that once was taught is shunned now. What do we do about this struggle with diminishing influence? How do we impact this next generation? How do we prepare properly, right? The leadership dynamic that need to be there, not only just knowing Jesus, but how do this next generation lead effectively? How do we create this mentoring magnet that causes our children and children, which is our grandchildren, right, to follow Jesus and not be undermined by the culture of today? This is our mission. This is our responsibility. In fact, we know the Bible says very clearly, as it relates to intergenerational leadership, we are responsible to have this particular dynamic functioning effectively. The Bible speaks in Acts 2 and 17. Most of us know that scripture. In the last days, God will pour out his spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. That is intergenerational connection, right? From one generation to the next. It's all in the Bible. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, intergenerational. I speak on this quite a bit on Psalm 78, 6 and 7. In fact, the first five or six verses in Psalm 78 is quite thought-provoking. You need to read that because it speaks on intergenerational connections. It says in that sixth verse, so that a future generation, children yet to be born, that's your grandchildren, might know. They were to rise and tell their children so that they might put their confidence in God and not forget God's work, but keep his commandments. So even in that chapter, it talks about five generations, okay, that they would maintain intergenerational connection, that there would be a contagious community created of mentorship, right, that we would affect generations, that we would have revelation, insight, purpose, and impact in their life. If this is true, which we know it is because it's biblically based, as leaders, we understand we have a responsibility to have this intergenerational connection, okay? If indeed this is true, which we know, as I stated, it is very clear we're in trouble, specifically dealing with Gen Z. There are some serious disconnects. Now, if you're a parent, you can feel it in your teenagers. You can see it in your teenagers. If you are an adult and your eyes are open, specifically as leaders, you can definitely see that there is a disconnect. Now, this disconnect can do two things. It can make you frightened, or it could stimulate a newborn fire of innovation that comes from the Holy Spirit. It could be a time that you're alarmed, or it can be a time that you're alert, and you're alert to prayer, you're alert to the problem, and you have insight for biblical strategy to create this community that I'm talking about that is contagious. You can be on the worry side, or you can be on the worship side that generates revelation, information, impartation, excitement to change this present and upcoming emerging generation. Specifically, it's that Gen Z generation that we're scratching our heads and saying, what meaneth this? Now, I have a lot to say about this, and it may take me maybe two or three sessions, but let me tell you what we have done, my team, in the last 10 years to create this contagious community, all right, and to be able to maintain intergenerational leadership. So we created, of course, most of you guys know, School of Greatness about 10 years ago. And through the grace of God, God has given us strategy and innovation. We created, as of now, 8 different modules. This is 8 different distinct strategies to mentor young people. We just wrote some new curriculum for elementary mentoring. Second is high school and middle school mentoring. Third is our summer mentoring program. Fourth is detention. That's the kids that's in jail, in detention. We have a mentoring program for that. And 5 is the alternative program, alternative to detention. And that is the judge submit the kids to us so that they don't have to go back into juvenile. They got to go through School of Greatness program. We have the 6th one, which is CPEC. That's Child, Parent, Education, and Community. That's the mentoring program for the parents. 7, we have the Greatness Clinic leadership training. That's for all of the people that surround the kids, from probation officers to security guards to administrative staff. And then we have the 8th, which I love, is the digital and virtual mentoring. So we have 8 different modules that we have in order to impact the kids' life. And I don't have time to go into what has happened in the last 10 years. It has been thought-provoking. It has been awesome to impact the kids' life, helping them to know who they are, know the potential they possess, know where they're going, knowing how to get there. Self-discovery of purpose, career field, and life mission. And I'm telling you, for the last 10 years, it has been incredible. Kids have graduated, went to college, military. Many have given their life to the Lord, and some are preaching right now. So we appreciate that, the impact that we've made over the last several years. But now we come to another generation, which is Gen Z. And they are currently between the ages of 6 and 24. Some sources expand it to those that are 25. Also, by the way, if you would like to duplicate any one of School of Greatness programs, by all means, make sure you just get a hold of us. We can come to your workplace, your church, your community center, and do the training. I'm telling you, it will really, really make an impact to your surrounding and your community. I promise you. Now, going back to Gen Z, let me tell you something. Now, this generation is a generation of fluidity, diversity, and complexity. If you have not paid attention, open your eyes. You know, there's a great book called You Lost Me by David Kinnaman. And great book. You need to get out. You need to go and purchase it. It will change your life. And he speaks concerning this particular generation, Gen Z. So the question is, how do we maintain intergenerational leadership and create a contagious environment or community or culture in this particular complex generation? But first of all, I do want to encourage you, okay? If the scripture is clear that according to the word of God, he has given us responsibility, and in that responsibility, the gift, the creativity, the innovation, and the impact. He'll never call you to do something without giving you the necessary substance to fulfill that call successfully, okay? And so my point is, regardless of how difficult and complex this generation may be, and we feel a sense of diminished influence to impact them, I want you to know that God has given the grace, he's released the grace and the creativity and the innovation to impact and to transform this generation. If we open up our eyes and have faith, God will do it in us and through us. In fact, I'm taking a three-week, even as we speak, a three-week prayer sabbatical to simply focus in on 2022 on how we can create another module in the School of Greatness, a module that understands Gen Z cultural context. You get that? Their cultural context from a relevant and biblical perspective. This is a new spiritual narrative. I think that the Holy Spirit is allowing us to see and is ready to give us skilled wisdom to impact this generation so that their lives will never be the same. It doesn't matter if they're in fluidity, and it doesn't matter how much diversity and complexity it may be. God will give us a spiritual generational shift, okay? You know, I believe we as Christian leaders, I'm talking about Christian leaders, we ought to be the most intellectually curious thinkers and culture makers in the world. We ought to be the ones that dictate the move of the culture, not the world or science or the atheists. It should be the Christians that are great thinkers that are staying relevant to the present generation, right? We are disciple makers. Studies have shown that Gen Z have five basic struggles with our present generation dealing with the church. One, they struggle with politics that reshape faith. Okay, that's very important. When we incorporate politics and mix it with faith, this particular generation, or let me say Gen Z, really struggles with that. And also when apologetics outweigh relationship, when we start talking Bible, but yet there's a disconnect between us and that generation, it's a problem. Third is when Christians don't live what they believe. And that's parents. We talk about a faith. We go to church about the faith, but many don't live the faith in front of the kids. And so this Gen Z really have a struggle with that. And the fourth is when Christians are more judgmental, or, you know, they have more judgment than love, which we know as believers have been a problem. And the fifth is when Christians aren't serious thinkers. You know, the truth of this generation, what I find on my side dealing with kids, the truth is that kids are seeking for evidence and proof. You know, they're just not going to take the thought that you believe because you believe. They're not going to believe their parents because it's their parents. There has to be some type of evidence or proof. Well, did you not know this is the area that the church should be the strongest? The Bible was written between 1300 to 1500 years, 66 books, over 40 authors, and on three continents in three languages. I mean, we can go on and on about the history of the Bible, the validity of the scripture. But the challenge is, which should be an excitement, how do we translate it? How do we put it into context where this generation could understand and digest it and receive it? You know, the Lord impressed upon my heart this past summer to have School of Greatness within our church for the summer program. And because of coronavirus, we only had maybe about 20 kids. And I asked them questions. We talked about their purpose. We talked about defining their career field and life mission, went through the four guiding topics. I know who I am. I know the potential I possess. I know where I'm going. And that was an eye opener for me again, because it lets me know once again that our kids, you know, they have a problem with knowing who they are. That is a major issue within this generation. But also I pressed upon them on the spiritual tip. And it's what I thought it was, which I was somewhat shocked, that church kids have a problem with discovering who Christ is personally. I found that there were four different groups. The first one was it were those that were passionate towards Christ. They had passionate faith. The second, seasonal faith. In other words, their faith is seasonal. It moves. The third was shallow, that their faith was very shallow. And then the fourth was present, but disengaged. I mean, they're there simply because mama bring them there or daddy bring them there. And if we just press and be truthful and be honest, there's a lot of church kids or those that attend church that are disengaged in church. They have no relationship with Jesus. They have no insight of Bible history. However, is it a possibility that we can flip the script, as we say, in our leadership, in our methods, that the seasonal faith turns into passionate faith? The shallow faith comes into self-discovery of the real Jesus from a biblical perspective and the power of truth, right? The present but disengaged become vibrant, because we have created the culture that has contagious faith, right? Contagious faith, which means that they're passionate. They don't only know who they are. They don't only know the potential that they possess. They don't only know where they're going and how to get there, but they have an absolute, clear, personal, intimate relationship with Jesus that's passionate. They believe he's the God of the Bible. They believe that he died and rose again. And they understand their mission and their purpose in the earth. Is there a possibility that not only we maintain an intergenerational relationship and leadership, but can we create the environment that is contagious with faith? I believe we can. But I think first we have to believe, right? We have to believe that God has given us the ability, and there is some revelation and impartation and some insight that we that are older that God want to give to us to make an impact in this generation. I believe we can, as leaders, right, in the church, as pastors and youth pastors, and also as parents and community leaders, that we don't just give in to the negativity of this generation and make the disconnect so obvious that it weakens and diminishes our faith and belief that we can touch them. So listen, I want you to join with me for the next month and a half. Of course, I'll be talking about this on next week as well, doing the second part of this. But I want you to travel with me because I am at this present moment, and let me say my team and I is writing some new curriculum. And God has given me some innovative culture-shaping strategies that taps into Gen Z with the thought, is there a possibility that we could create a contagious community of faith? And as a result of this faith, Gen Z will discover the validity and historical evidence of the truth of the Bible and why it exists today, to be able to experience a whole new biblical reset for our youth, seeing Christ in the Bible from a different lens. I believe we can do that. I know we can, because it's God ordained. Gen Z is really struggling with that relativism. And relativism is the doctrine that there are no absolute truths. Now think about that. There is no absolute truths. So I ask that you join in with me in prayer. And my team and I is writing the curriculum as we speak now, and perhaps it can be made available to you, your youth pastor, your youth group. Every church, I think, need to tackle this topic in maintaining intergenerational leadership and impact within the youth. It's very, very vital at this very moment. And so let's make it happen. And I'm going to continue with this on our next podcast, okay? Hey, listen, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I want you to lead with determination and lead with focus as we continue on our next podcast, Maintaining Intergenerational Leadership. So, hey, listen, I want you to send this to leaders, business owners, anybody that's in leadership position, and specifically those that have children or have any influence on young people, okay? I want you to do that for me. Remember, it is better to live by principle than to die by impulse. You go with God and be incredibly, incredibly, incredibly blessed. Boy, I love saying that. You guys be blessed.
Thank you for listening to the Legacy Leadership Alliance podcast. We invite you to continue to join us at the intersection of religion, education, and the marketplace as we provide synergy and faith toward the future. Follow us on all podcast platforms and subscribe. Contact Sean Cooper at bishopsean@gmail.com. To donate to Legacy Leadership Alliance, Cash App $Bishop Sean. And remember, it is better to live by principle than to die by impulse.